800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A 76-year-old woman is dead following a crash in Northwest Baltimore. The two-vehicle accident happened just before 5 p.m. Sunday at West Northern Parkway and Pimlico Road. The injured woman was taken to a hospital where she later died. The driver of the other vehicle was taken to a hospital with injuries that are not life-threatening. City police are investigating a weekend homicide in West Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1400 block of School Street at around 5 p.m. Saturday for a shot spotter alert, and they found the victim nearby in the 1500 block of North Stricker Street. And a 71-year-old man is injured after a weekend fire in Harford County. Firefighters were called to an apartment on Crimson Tree Way in Edgewood at around 10 p.m. Saturday and found that the victim jumped from his second-floor balcony after discovering the fire. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A somewhat surprising move by the Ravens over the weekend, upgrading at the backup quarterback position. The team signing Cooper Rush to a two-year, $6.2 million deal. The 31-year-old has appeared in 38 games with 14 starts since he joined the Cowboys as an undrafted rookie in 2017. Meanwhile, newly acquired receiver DeAndre Hopkins met the media Friday and was asked what need he fills for Baltimore.
I would say, how I'm able to get open. I've never been a 4-3 or 4-4 guy, but I'm able to make plays on the ball and get open and, contested catches.
Sorely needed and not really seen here since the Super Bowl days of Anquan Boldin. On the ice, Caps begin a three-game homestand tomorrow night against the Red Wings. Saturday night, the Grade 8 chase continued in San Jose.
Ovechkin on the intercept with Dubois. Back to the point, Barabari, deflection to Ovechkin. He scores! A tip-in for the Grade 8. The chase continues.
Great call by Joe B as usual on Monumental. Caps tame the Sharks 5-1. Ovi's goal count now stands at 887, just 8 away. Coming up at 30 minutes, just who are the Grand Canyon Antelopes? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The rain moving out, cooler air showing up today. Will turn out partly cloudy. 58 this afternoon. Sunshine's back tomorrow. Temperatures warming up, 65. Wednesday, still dry, 70 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 52 degrees in Bel Air, 50 in Halethorpe, and 48 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The soul
Brian Congressman Quayusian
Fume coming down the Soul Train line. I absolutely love it. Look, it's 11 o'clock. If you're just joining us here on Kim Klasick Live, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We've had a great show so far. We got to talk to Doug and Brian Chisholm about what's going on in Annapolis. We were talking about the FBI headquarters, and I still want you guys to weigh in. So we got some phone calls to get to here. But if you just heard that Soul Train music there, and if you're just joining us, we were talking about the video that was going viral on Facebook with Congressman Kwaisi Fume doing the Soul Train down at Morgan State University. And so my question is, if we make it a party at some of these failing schools in his district, maybe they'll show up. Maybe he'll be there. Maybe he'll talk to some of those kids. Maybe he'll understand why they're failing. You know, just anything. Anything pertaining to work would be nice for Congressman Kwaisi Fume. Also, I've got a note here. You know, today we started this Right to the Point on WCBM social media pages. And so right now you've got Sean Casey's commentary, and I just shared it in my Instagram story. But if you are on Instagram, Facebook, or X, please go and visit and answer how you feel about some of the things that are being reported. It looks like today he was talking about the NPR reporter that allegedly struck President Trump with the boom mic in his face. Did you guys see that at the press gathering? Well, Sean Casey's talking about it on Right to the Point. So go to social media for WCBM 680. Make sure you're following us on all social media accounts because there's a lot to engage with and a lot of fun. And of course, the big note today, too, was the fact that Charlie Kirk, today his show starts here on WCBM from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. So a lot of great things happening today on St. Patrick's Day. Hope your day is getting started out right. As I noted, the FBI headquarters might no longer be on its way to Maryland. President Trump wants it near the DOJ. And Governor Wes Moore, of course, he was banking on the headquarters coming here to Maryland. So some of you wanted to weigh in on that, and I love that. I've got Brian in White Marsh. Brian, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim. Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Hey, just wanted to weigh in. It pains me to disagree with you on this one, but I have to in regards to the FBI coming to Maryland and it's spurring on employment for Marylanders. And it's just because I'm not as empathetic as you are. I have to admit that. But Maryland's a 2-1 Democratic state, liberal state. They want to put it in Greenbelt, which is a bastion in PG County of liberalism and progressivism. So I just don't have any empathy for people who keep voting in the same old against their own best interests. So keep it in D.C. where it's at. If the folks down there want the employment, God bless them, keep it in D.C., but I just can't see giving Maryland this gem when 2/3 of the population in Maryland, and probably even greater than that in PG County area, voted against their own best interest.
Yeah, Brian. No, I understand. And look, you're with the majority here. Many people partake in the poll is on your side of things. So I understand. I appreciate your call. I hope you have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Thank you. And a lot of you feel the same way as Brian, of course, which is where I'll note the poll right now, WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. The question, should Governor Wes Moore fight harder to keep the FBI headquarters in Maryland? 18% say yes. I know, I'm in the minority. And 83% of you say no, which is probably the right answer. I got Ed in Abingdon. Ed, do you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I agree with Brian's statement. Except I would take it a step further because I don't think Maryland should get anything that stimulates their employment or the state until it gets so bad that people start to think about who they put in office. I think we got to hit rock bottom like California and have people start leaving and revenue dropping and then decide we need to change gears here. It's tough living here under a Democratic governor, Wes Less, but we got to deal with what we got to deal with. But I think Maryland's got to hurt to the point where they decide to change direction.
Yeah, well, you know, Ed, we had an assemblywoman on last week from New Jersey, and that basically is what happened there, and that's why that state is going much more red. They're about purple now. Because people did hit rock bottom and they are looking for a change. So you could be correct in that for sure. I hope that you have a great week.
You too.
Thank
Great
you.
Show.
Thank you. And again, happy St. Patrick's Day to all, if I haven't mentioned that in this hour. And, you know, I guess I look at it and I say, you know, how far do we have to go to the bottom? Is there a bottom? You know, is it just like this black hole? I don't know. It scares me. It really does. I got Susan in the text line. Susan says, Kim, you're right. We have nothing in the state of Maryland. We need private businesses to generate funds for the state, not more government workers. Again, that's Susan. Yes, Susan. Again, happy birthday to you, Susan. You're right about that. I guess I don't have any faith in the voters voting differently. And it's not even just the governor, right? I mean, the Democrat supermajority in Annapolis, that's killing us. That's killing us. And we were talking, you know, just last week and a week before that about how we can basically meddle in some of these Democrat primaries. But even now, when I look at it, this is why I was so upset, too, over the weekend. When I look at the fact that Senate Bill 587, right, this reparations commission, it passed with these moderate Democrats that I thought that had a sense of what's actually going on here in the state of Maryland. And they were trying to use common sense and logic. But here they voted for the reparations commission, literally kicking all of that out of the door, you know, because I thought that was at least on the table, that we had moderate Democrats that wouldn't go so far as to virtual signal something like reparations, which is impossible. But yet they did it. They did it. They passed it. So now I'm looking at this and it's like, all right, yeah, I still want to meddle in their elections. Don't get me wrong. But I'm looking at this and thinking, gosh, the moderates aren't even moderate. Am I wrong in that? I think the moderates are not even moderate. And so now we're in a situation where it's like, how far do we have to go to get to rock bottom? I don't know what that looks like. And are you guys correct in saying that, you know, forget about the FBI headquarters coming to Maryland? Sure you are. I guess I just look at it and say, as you know, as a Marylander, you know, we have absolutely nothing. We've got nothing to show for it. Yet we're paying all these high prices, high taxes, nothing to show for it. Maybe, you know, the crime, the violence, juveniles out of control, 76-year-old women being carjacked at gunpoint by four juveniles. You know, it's craziness. It is heartbreaking. But I guess I'm preaching to the choir here. Speaking of which, we still have so much to talk about. I didn't get to talk about. I did want to, you know, a little sad note here. Congresswoman Mia Love out of Utah. Remember 2 weeks ago, her daughter announced on social media that she was losing her battle with brain cancer and she was not taking kindly to any of the medication at that point. Well, over the weekend, they announced that she did pass away. Again, Congresswoman Mia Love, very young, 47 years old, has passed away from brain cancer. And it's, you know, of course, keep them in your prayers. She has three beautiful young children. But not only that, you know, again, if you ever, you don't even have to feel anything. It's just best to go get checked up every once in a while. Yeah, I mean, it truly is. It truly is. Because this, you know, sounds like, and I'm just reading between the lines, it sounds like that, you know, they didn't detect it so early and it just really struck hard, and you know it was so progressive at that point. But my heart goes out to Congresswoman Mia Love's family, and such heartbreaking news. But I just wanted to update you on that. She did lose her battle to brain cancer over the weekend. I did have a caller here that wanted to weigh in on the fiscal responsibility here in the state of Maryland. I got Phil and Arnold. Phil, you wanted to weigh in?
Well, I understand with the FBI building, it'd be great to have it in Maryland, but they've found a building that's not being used, that's an old Commerce Department building, and they're just going to move into that. Makes a lot more sense money-wise. It's already built.
Yeah, is that the building Carrie Lake was talking about over the weekend?
I think so. It was the old Department of Commerce building.
Okay, I'll look that up. I think she did do a video on that one. It does make sense, Phil. It does. I guess, you know what? It's like I'm a dreamer here, Phil. I just want us to have something because I feel like we've got nothing. We've got nothing here. How do you feel about that part of it? Or am I losing my mind?
Well, maybe we could build a huge building and make a new Department of Government Efficiency for Maryland.
You know what? Yeah. I wonder who would work there. Probably all the Republicans, which I'd love to. Phil, thank you so much. I appreciate you weighing in. Thank you. I hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day and a great Monday. We were talking about some of those votes. You know what? Some of the bills that are going through Annapolis. I do want to take a look at the Second Look Act, and we can do that coming up on after the next break. But real quick, as a mom, I saw this video floating around of Ivanka Trump. And I just had to bring it to you because there are some people that say, Kim, you know, you got to stay in the fight. You got to keep running. You got to keep doing this. You keep doing that. And who knows? Maybe 10 years from now, I'll have a different, mindset on it. But right now, when I saw this video from Ivanka Trump, I was like, wow, that's literally everything that I want to say, but I can't articulate it. So here's Ivanka.
The main reason I am not going back to serve now is I know the cost, and it's a price that I'm not willing to make my kids bear.
Have people given you pushback for that?
Oh, I mean, I get the question a lot. It's very easy to make a decision when it aligns around your core values. And my highest, most core value is family. And my kids were much younger, so it was easier to not be present. But when you have kids that are teenagers, about to be teenagers, your physical presence matters so much.
It's crazy. And so I'm not willing to justify it to people to me.
Well, I don't, because I just tell them that's them, not me.
Yeah.
So I feel super great about this decision.
Well, I think people can empathize with the price you have to put on your children and your marriage and your family to go back. And you've already served, and your kids are young.
And that's why I'm so grateful for all the people who are serving, because I know how hard it is and how taxing, and every one of them will do their best to balance it all. But it is hard. There's another element, though, for me. I love policy and impact. I hate politics. And unfortunately, the two are not separable. There is a darkness to that world that I don't really want to welcome into mine. To some degree, I'm, at the center of the storm because my father is about to be president. But it's a very dark, negative business.
All right. That was Ivanka Trump, obviously right before, November elections. But she was saying why she wasn't going back to the White House or being very involved this time around, because she does have those kids. And that's how I feel as well. I think I talked on the show extensively on how my daughter, she's 8 years old, but it definitely took a toll on her as she got a bit older. And in school, especially, and, we were dealing with the COVID pandemic in 2020. She had virtual learning. And then, of course, I had her, she had virtual learning at her caretaker's house. And so even though her caretaker did, a phenomenal job as best as she could in that situation, would it have been different if mommy was home? Absolutely. I do believe that Olivia's grades are up now because I'm working with her every night on her work, right? I'm home to do so. And so if you ever call and, or send an email and we're like, Kim, we need you to come to this event or do this or do that. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be a jerk, by not being there. It's just that so many years I have not truly been there for Olivia. And I can recognize that and I understand that. And so when I heard that from Ivanka, I was like, wow, that really hit home. And I think I noted, a lot of people didn't realize this, but I went through the separation with my husband 3 weeks before Election Day back in 2020. It took a huge toll on our marriage. It was already a little on the rocky side, but it took a huge toll. And of course, that flipped Olivia's world upside down to no longer have daddy at home. So I understand what Ivanka's going through, and I will just say again to all those that are thinking about running for office, just make sure the family part, the family aspect is there and that you can make it all work and juggle it. I mean, look, Lauren Boebert, we talked about the fact that she got on Capitol Hill and she's going through a divorce. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she got on Capitol Hill, she went through a divorce. I mean, it is extremely difficult to make it work. And so I just say to all those that go, make sure you can make it work. And also, don't let your constituents suffer. Make sure it works. Don't get there and then say, oh, I need to be at home because I just, had a baby. No, you signed up for this. I have no sympathy on that part of it either. But I wanted to share that with you because, yes, that is why I'm definitely not going to be running. I'm obviously still here at WCBM and I love it. But, you know, my daughter comes first. She absolutely does. All right, coming up next, looks like some people want to weigh in about the FBI headquarters and hitting rock bottom here in the state of Maryland. And then also, we are going to talk about Don Lemon and Democrats and what their poll numbers look like as according to CNN.
Are you looking for a way to boost energy, support your heart, and age with grace? Well, it's time to check out Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Orasine provides essentials our bodies need to naturally combat fatigue and increase stamina without the high sugar, caffeine, and unhealthy ingredients common in superficial energy sources. Plus, Rescue Orasine supports healthy blood pressure and cardio function too. Now, for a limited time, our radio listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code FUEL when ordering to get this exclusive deal. Call today, 1-800-26-ALIVE, that's 1-800-262-5483, and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or use the code FUEL online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember, the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, to buy one Orasine, get another free. Go to res-q.com now. Stay fueled and fit with Rescue Orasine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about a lot here on WCBM today, which I absolutely love. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be joined by Glenn Gilhar. We're going to go over some of these bills in Annapolis. He'll be here live in studio, so you can call in and ask some questions. And he knows the answers. He does. This is what he does in his sleep, I tell you. I got Cindy in Hereford. Cindy, you wanted to weigh in on the rock bottom idea of that we have here in Maryland. I'll go back and just say we were talking about Maryland hitting rock bottom and hopefully voting differently. And I guess that's what you wanted to comment on, yes?
Yeah, just very quickly. The story with Ivanka and yourself, boy, that was really poignant. That really hit. But anyway, in terms of Maryland hitting rock bottom, I don't mean to be a pessimist, but I don't think it ever will, because Maryland is so heavily subsidized by the federal government, being that Maryland surrounds D.C. on three sides. And I worked for state highways a while ago, and I learned that at that time, 70% of our highway budget is funded by the federal government. So I think it's, for that reason, I don't think we'll ever hit rock bottom, because we're so supported by the federal government, and it's mainly Democrats down in D.C.
Yeah, Cindy, and I think you're right on that. And that's the part that really, you know, it's really troubling. And I guess, you know, when you look at it too, Cindy, do you feel, you know, when I say I feel like we don't have anything here in Maryland, is there something that I'm missing? You know, is there an incentive to live here?
I don't, you know, it's becoming harder and harder because our taxes are so high, and Wes Moore's talking about raising property taxes, and there's just a lot of things going on, and it's pushing into mostly Republican areas, like the housing and now this Piedmont electricity going through in the Piedmont area. It's just, what's the point, you know? It's just so, anyway, yeah, a lot of people are, if they can, they're leaving, and it's, people are just done. They're just fed up with it. So But I mean, I don't mean to be pessimistic because I agree with all the callers that have called in. Everybody's got a great point of view, and you as well. You know, you see it from all sides. I just seem to be a little bit more pessimistic on this. And that's not to say we should not try, because boy, howdy, we do try, and I take my hat off to you and others.
Yeah. Well, Cindy, thank you so much. I hope you have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
And I've got Daryl in Westminster. Daryl, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Marilyn wasn't even smart enough to vote you in, and I'm not even a Democrat or a Republican.
Well, thank you, Daryl. I wish.
Think about it. You don't reward bad behavior. We have slop money, weed money, and I don't do any of that. But you got to run the state properly before you can get good, you know, get benefits. Now, wasn't there didn't we have a surplus when Hogan left? And I'm not a Hogan fan either, but
We did. $5 billion that somehow we spent.
So now we're $8 billion in the hole because he spent the five. There's another three.
Right.
What is he's an empty suit. I hate to say it.
Yeah. Well, don't hate to say it, Daryl. That's why we have the show.
And I've worked on Glenn Denon's campaign. I worked on Ehrlich's campaign. I don't go one side or the other. And I'll tell you, somebody that they want somebody that that's my own two cents. I don't know if you know Mike Jackson.
I don't.
Mike Jackson's probably the most honest politician I've ever met.
Well, Daryl, we're coming up against a break here, but I appreciate your call. During the break, I will check out who Mike Jackson is. That reminds me, a note, we have John Merrick. He'll be joining us on Friday here on Kim Plasek Live. He's running for governor right now. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Second Look Act. It's an important bill that is being discussed in the House in Annapolis.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has declared President Biden's 11th-hour pardons of J6 committee members and others null and void. Mr. Trump says the pardons are of no further force or effect because they were not signed by Biden himself, but rather robotically signed through the use of an auto pen, according to Mr. Trump. The Kremlin is confirming what President Trump had said earlier, that he will talk tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin about ending the war in Ukraine. Responding to U.S. airstrikes, the leader of the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen vowing to step up attacks on American and Israeli targets in the Middle East. Now imprisoned in El Salvador, more than 235 illegal aliens deported from the U.S. by the Trump administration said to be violent gang members. Watching Wall Street, the Dow up 195 points, NASDAQ is down 59. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start, has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So just who are the Grand Canyon University Antelopes? Well, the answer is actually an NCAA mainstay. The Lopes, as they are affectionately called, under fifth-year head coach Bryce Drew, have now made the NCAAs four times in the last 5 years, and as a 12 seed last year, upset fifth seed at St. Mary's. Terps head coach Kevin Willard was asked what he knew about the program.
Bryce is a heck of a coach. I'm pretty sure it's his third straight into the tournament. They play fast, been there before. The best thing I know about it is I have tremendous respect for how good of a coach Bryce is.
Drew has actually taken three teams to the NCAAs in his career. The game time is 4:35 p.m. on Friday. And the Terps aren't the only local team in the tournament. Mount St. Mary's under head coach Donnie Lynn, 2010 Loyola University grad, won the MAC and earned a first four trip to Dayton, Ohio. They'll play American University Wednesday night at 6:40. The Eagles coached by former Terp Dwayne Simpkins. The winner moves on to play number one Duke on Friday night. Busy weekend for the Blast at TU Arena, beating Utica Saturday night 9-6, but then falling to St. Louis on Sunday 7-6. Blast in fourth place in the MASL have clinched a playoff spot. Coming up in 30 minutes, Gunner eyes opening day. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
You still could see a shower or two briefly this morning, but we're on our way to a dry afternoon. Partly cloudy, cooler today, 58 this afternoon, and temperatures tonight, mid-upper 30s. It doesn't stay cool very long. We quickly start to warm back up. Tomorrow, sunny and 65. Wednesday, more sunshine, 70. Some rain heads our way Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Need new blinds? At blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Over the years, my feet, knees, and back were in pain. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports, relieving pain and keeping me active. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk. Visit goodfeet.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
All right, all right. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Good morning to you. I just want to mention, I know you guys have options, and I appreciate you tuning in here to WCBM every weekday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon for Kim Klasick Live. And I do appreciate that. If you haven't already, download the WCBM app. That way you can always take the show on the go if you are not in the car. And then tell all your friends all over the country. We're on all podcast platforms. You can always check in, whether it's TuneIn, Spotify, Amazon Echo, all those great things, and listen to the show. And since we talk about so many national topics, usually, you know, and I get messages all the time, we have listeners in Missouri and Michigan and all these other places. So it's a lot of fun, especially when people can call in and weigh in, which is very different from many podcasts that are out there. I did want to note that we had a series of racist comments that came out over the weekend, and a couple of them, well, I guess I can't call them racist comments because we're told that black people cannot be racist. I got to always keep that in mind. But Representative Jasmine Crockett, she's like the gift that keeps on giving. It's like everything she says is just kind of like, wow, that's a wild thought that you're having. Well, anyways, she was on stage at an event over the weekend, and she was talking about illegal immigrants. Take a listen.
How many of you are sending your kids to college to go and work on them? Okay, well, guess who is working the farms? So that you can afford your food.
So that you can have food.
Now, how many of you are looking to send your kids into hospitality after this college education so that they can go and make the beds at the hotels? How many of you are planning to send your kids to college? Because that's what we do here. We send everybody to college. How many of you are planning to send your kids to college so that they can then go and build these houses? So the reality is that so long as we live in a capitalist society, there's always going to be someone or a group of people that will do work that some of the rest of y'all don't want to do. These are the people that are really making us great in this country.
And this is what they used to say about black slaves way back when. You know, this is what, before they abolished slavery, they would ask these questions. Well, who's going to pick the cotton in the fields? We can't get rid of the slaves. Are you crazy? That's basically what she's saying. And if you think about it, our illegal immigrants that are here illegally, right? Many of them are getting paid under the table, and they're getting petty scraps to what they should be given as far as wages, because people take advantage of the fact that they are, you know, here illegally. And why would you want to continue such? You know, it's like, on one hand, you got the progressives that want to raise the minimum wage to $20 per hour. And on the other hand, they want illegal immigrants to get paid a dollar an hour to, you know, pick the crops. It's just, it just doesn't work. But she always says things like this. And I thought that was very rude. You know, saying people that make the beds in the hotels, they're not really worth anything. That's basically what she was saying. Those that do work on farms, are they not worth much to Representative Jasmine Crockett? I mean, that's basically what she was saying. I'm just like, where was she going with all of that? And then she said, oh, here in America, we send most kids to college. Again, that is false. If you look at the numbers, a little over 60% of Americans still are not college educated and do not have college degrees. So, you know, those that go to college are still in the minority. So she's just so out of touch. Well, it's not just her. It's not just her. She's got more friends out of touch with her. Don Lemon sat down over the weekend with Bill Maher, and I personally felt insulted by Don Lemon's comments, but I wanted you to take a listen for yourself. Take a listen.
It's the same thing that when I see not all black Republicans, but I see a black MAGA person who is carrying Donald Trump's water and they know that he's lying, it is the shortest line to the front. Because if you're black and you're whatever, you're just in line with a bunch of other Democrats that are doing the same thing that you're doing. But if you become a black MAGA person, it's like, whoa, let's book this person. Let's put him on television.
So you don't think you can be a sincere black MAGA person?
I think there can be sincere Republicans.
But you can't be a sincere black Republican?
I don't think that you can be a rational MAGA, be black and be a rational MAGA person. I think you can be black and be a Republican.
I think they would find that very insulting.
Well, I mean, the truth is often insulting.
There's Don Lemon, who's unemployed right now, by the way, because he could not keep his contract at CNN because he said stuff like this. And then he was offered a contract with X, got into a fight with Elon Musk because he said stuff like this. Like, this guy, he's so arrogant. He thinks he's so smart, yet he can't keep a job because of some of the stupid things that he says. And I am insulted by that because I don't feel like I'm carrying water for President Trump or for anybody. I truly want to make America great again. And I think it's interesting because, you know, when we're a part of quote unquote MAGA, we're called MAGA extremists. When you are MAGA, and I think many conservatives out there would agree, we're not that conservative. There are many conservatives, actual conservatives, that look at President Trump and many people that support President Trump as degenerates. I mean, if we're being honest, right? I mean, here's a guy that he has how many baby mamas and how many kids, you know, then all the stuff came out with Stormy Daniels. And I mean, this is like, he's not a conservative man by any stretch of the imagination. The way he speaks, I mean, if he could curse all day, he would. You know, he talked, there was a book that I read, it was by actually somebody that, you know, is in the opposition of Trump, but he said, he noted, he was like, Trump, he curses like a sailor. He curses constantly. And it's like, you know, he's not conservative. I don't think, have we ever seen President Trump post like a biblical quote or talk about going to church or the man upstairs? You know, really only after he got shot, right, in Butler, Pennsylvania, was he talking about God and Jesus and divine intervention. So, you know, I don't know what Don Lemon and others are talking about, but, you know, we're not carrying any water. And as far as I'm concerned, President Trump wants less government, less regulations. He wants to bring manufacturing back. He doesn't want all this political correctness. He doesn't want the LGBTQ stuff stuffed down our throats. He wants kids to be taught actual math, reading, writing, whatever, and not all the other nonsense. That's kind of where I sit. And I think most Americans do. That's why he won the popular vote. But I just wanted to bring that to you because it's Don Lemon being delusional. And that was Bill Maher, by the way, trying to be the voice of reason, which is not often. Not often. Speaking of Democrats in general, if you hadn't heard, their approval rating is at an all-time low at 29%. And there was also a poll that was done that puts AOC as the leader of the party. I do have some audio here for you. Take a listen.
Welcome Inside Politics Sunday. I'm Anuraj. First up this morning, a brand new exclusive CNN poll that paints a brutal reality for Democrats as they struggle to mount a unified opposition to President Trump. Americans' favorable views of the Democratic Party's brand are at a record low, just 29%. That's compared to 36% for Republicans. It is the lowest ever recorded for Democrats in CNN polling going back more than 30 years. As you can see, the party's numbers dropping a staggering 20 points in just 4 years. The CNN SRSR's poll also found 57% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning voters are more interested in seeing their party leaders stop the GOP agenda, compared to 42% who are more interested in cutting bipartisan deals. It is a big shift from where the party stood at the start of Trump's first term in 2017. Now, this survey was taken before this week's tumultuous battle over funding the government, which resulted in one of the ugliest intra-party Democratic disputes in years, and left many in the party lobbying furious attacks at Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, who ultimately reversed course and let a GOP bill funding the government become law in order to avert a shutdown. Now a bitter round of finger-pointing is taking shape after Democrats failed to get a single concession from the GOP, despite having their first piece of leverage to fight back against Trump. Now the big question, where does a party in deepening turmoil and in open warfare go from here?
Again, that was a lot, wasn't it? Now, these are Democrats, obviously CNN poll, reporting these numbers, 29% there for the Democrat approval rating. And I think I was one of the ones that believed, you know, after the election, and because President Trump was doing things so quickly, right, whether it was illegal immigration, Doge with Elon Musk and all these other things, I thought that there were going to be more people that would have said, you know what, maybe I shouldn't have voted for Trump. This is happening so fast, and I don't know what's going on. There's cuts in Department of Education. There's this, there's that. Just the opposite is happening. The Republican approval rating is much higher. And remember, we are in the minority. When you're looking at voters and their party affiliation across the United States, Republicans are in the minority in general. Yet here we are doing better as far as an approval rating. And if you heard there, noted, Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer is in hot water after caving in on the continuing resolution. There were people like Representative Jasmine Crockett that was calling him out over the weekend on MSNBC for basically approving it. And, you know, it's really interesting to start thinking about the dynamic here. And I think that's why, as Republicans, it's so important to look towards the midterms and then obviously towards 2028. I noted there was a post from Secretary Marco Rubio, used to be Senator Marco Rubio, over the weekend talking about just all the great things he was doing as far as arrests that have been made of gang members and what the State Department has been working on as far as cutting at USAID. Well, I did note on my post on Saturday that I hope to see Marco Rubio run for the Oval Office again in 2028. I do believe that he would do phenomenal, and I've always believed that. And I think I mentioned back in 2016, I did support Senator Marco Rubio at that time, but then it was somewhere along the election cycle where President Trump called Senator Rubio Little Marco, and it was clear that he was not going to be able to rebound off after that comment. He talked about it at every event. It was every single event after. And it was just clear that President Trump was the man for the job and truly had the cojones, I guess you could say, to take on the Democrat Party, especially at a time where you had President Barack Obama walking away. I do appreciate the fact that Republicans are fighting hard. We talked about it in Annapolis, that people are fighting hard in the House Freedom Caucus. Again, with that note, if you want to take a listen here to the Second Look Act, we did talk about this with Delegate Brian Chisholm in the 9 o'clock hour, but I just want to make sure you understood and grasped exactly what this bill does, because I do believe that this is a scary bill, and I hope that it does fail in the Senate. Take a listen.
Lawmakers debated several other controversial bills today. Gary Collins with Spotlight on Maryland has been tracking the developments at the State House and has the details on one bill that generated a long, heated debate. Maryland House was in session on Saturday for a marathon of a day as the chamber looks to move forward as many bills as possible before crossover day. The Maryland Second Look Act dominated much of the floor debate. Motions ran high in the State House.
This person never, ever should have seen the light of day.
Talking about leaving no Marylanders behind. The only Marylanders being left behind by this bill are the victims and their families.
Nothing about the criminal justice system is an easy thing.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I have an amendment at the desk.
As state lawmakers in the House debated the Maryland Second Look Act.
I have an amendment here that would exempt people who've murdered a victim under 6 years old.
For hours, Maryland Republicans proposed amendments to the Second Look Act to restrict the bill's scope. A bill that came to the House floor that, in its current form, would allow dangerous violent criminals charged between the ages of 18 to 25 their serving sentences to get a hearing before a judge after serving 20 years in prison. A hearing that may allow a judge to set a prisoner free, including those charged with murder, as long as they're eligible for parole.
A 21-year-old can vote. They're not a child. And when you make the decision to gun down a pregnant mother, that person should be held accountable, because that is wrong.
I'll be voting red on
during the floor debate. Spotlight on Maryland counted almost a dozen Democrats that left the House floor and did not vote on any of the amendments to the bill that would have tightened its scope. But amendment after amendment, after amendment posed,
the amendment fails.
But notably, two Democratic committee chairs, including Delegate C.T. Wilson, who chairs the House Economic Matters Committee, and Delegate Vanessa Atterbury, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, frequently joined a dozen Democrats to side with Republicans on most amendments to restrict the bill.
These are the most egregious offenders in our state, people that have murdered children.
20 years we asked them to follow the rules. Follow the rules, be better. This is not a get out of jail card, whatever that monopoly thing said, whatever. It's not that. You don't get out. This is no guarantee. The judge can say no, do another year, do whatever.
This bill is absolutely a step in the wrong direction.
That's after the bill's debate, Republican leaders Delegate Jason Buckle and Delegate Jesse Pippi spoke with Spotlight on Maryland.
It's important that Marylanders start understanding we don't focus on the victims here in Annapolis. We don't even focus on public safety sometimes. We are so focused on the one person who maybe is in jail that maybe deserves that second chance, that we let out 99 other people who are dangerous.
Spotlight on Maryland reached out to Governor Westmore's office on Saturday asking if the Second Look Act reaches his desk, will he sign it into law? The spokesperson responded saying that the governor looks forward to continuing to work with lawmakers. I'm Gary Collins in the State House in Annapolis with Spotlight on Maryland.
Oh, I bet you love the non-answers from the governor. But he's basically saying there, whatever the delegation decides, he's going to go with the majority, obviously. And so this might actually end up being signed into law. So it's up to the Senate to really kick this out or put some more amendments on it in committee. So we'll see. But, you know, even that Democrat, with her profound words, she stood up and she goes, this isn't a get-out-of-jail-free card or whatever that monopoly money said. You know, it's like, come on. This is what I was talking about. If these Democrats in Maryland, if they were in any other state where they actually had to compete for their seats, they would not be in office. I mean, this is mediocre at best. I have not heard a decent speech from a Democrat beyond Governor Westmore. I haven't heard any. They're terrible. The public speaking is terrible. The bills they introduce are terrible. The way they think about taxes and fees is terrible. The way they could, you know, they represent their constituency, terrible. The way they answer phones and actually do interviews, terrible. It's like, you know, the bar is so low here. It really is. If you are a Democrat voter, wouldn't you want your Democrats in office to just be a little bit better than how they are now? I mean, it really is terrible. And then, meanwhile, these are the people that will say, oh, Trump isn't presidential. Well, you're not even a delegate. I mean, really, you're a state legislator, and it sounds like you're, you know, part of a high school debate team. It's terrible. All right, we'll continue this conversation when we get back.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together. to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
The Rob Carson Show.
What is America is what's in Washington, D.C. right now, thanks to the American Revolution that happened on November the 5th. But they are not done fighting. The left is not done trying to take America to hell with it. And it's not going to work. And that this sort of anti-Semitism has been allowed to foment. And by the way, it's bought and paid for. It is George Soros money. It is Iran money. It is USAID money. It's not organic, these anti-Semitic protests on university campuses. Not one little bit.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We had so much to talk about today. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about the FBI headquarters. We're speaking with Delegate Brian Chisholm about some of the bills we see in Annapolis. And then, of course, we were just talking about the Democrat approval rating across the country at a very low 29%. It's been its lowest in many years. I got Terrell and Owings Mills on the line. Terrell, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, but you don't say nothing about the disapproval of Donald Trump. Hey, look, now, I remember...
Oh, no, we did. They had that in the report there.
Okay, but I remember... Well, here's the thing, Kim. Y'all talk about all the bad things about the Democrats, but you don't claim... You remember when we had the stock market went up when Donald Trump was elected? Y'all go, the Trump bump, and now here the stock market has gone down about 3,000 points, and now Donald Trump is... Give me just a little more time. He wants to do that scene. And now, and even with Shorty Poo-Poo, you know, he said he would end the war in one day. Now he's saying, oh, I was just being sarcastic. But, Kim, did you believe him when he said that he would end the war in one day? Did you believe him?
Well, considering it took Biden 4 years and he didn't get it done, I never thought it would end in one day. No, Terrell, I didn't.
Okay, but why didn't you question that about Donald Trump?
Why would I question that about Donald Trump? He just got there. He's been there for 60 days?
He's questioning himself. He said that he was being sarcastic, which means that he was lying, right?
Well, Terrell, why do you think the Democrat approval rating is so low if you're saying that Trump is so awful?
Because Donald Trump is a liar. That's why
the Democrat approval rating is low, because Trump's a liar?
Yes, because Donald Trump is lying, and Kim, just like I told you last week, you know, stop sniffing Donald Trump's farts. You are kissing his butt big time. And that's why our approval ratings are low, because people like you are lying to the people, Kim.
I'm not lying. Okay. What if I lied about today?
Huh?
What did I lie about today?
It's not about what you lied about. It's what Donald Trump lied
about.
Oh, I thought
you just said I'm lying to the people.
Well, Donald Trump, you are Donald Trump, aren't you?
You said I'm lying. What did I lie about? Not even just today. You know what? Real quick, Terrell, and I got coming up on a break. What did I lie about recently?
Kim, you lie about anything that...
Just give me one lie, Terrell.
Well, give me one lie about what?
You said
I'm telling you, Kim, you lie all the time about
just,
Donald Trump.
Okay, give me one of them.
Did you think Donald Trump would end the war in one day? And you said what?
Terrell, this is it's a shame that you waste your calls on this right here, okay?
Okay.
I do hope that you have a great week, and I hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day, and I hope that you're wearing green today. But if you can't give me one lie, yet you say I lie all the time, you gotta give me one lie that I've told. Give me one lie, and I'll be fine with it. All right. I don't have time to play my last clip here, but it was Tulsi Gabbard when she was on The View. Maybe we could play it tomorrow. But Terrell, thank you for calling in. And that is the facts right now. The Dem approval rating, and this is by CNN, okay? It's not from me. It's very low at 29%, and President Trump is actually doing very well. Tomorrow we have a lot to talk about. As you probably heard, President Trump is going to be meeting with President Vladimir Putin tomorrow. I wonder what that conversation is going to be about. And then also we've got Glenn Gilhar. He's running in District 8. He's going to join us tomorrow in studio. So if you want to call in and ask some questions, you can. But he's going to be breaking down some of these bills, not just in the House of Delegates, but also in the State Senate, of course. And don't forget, on Wednesday, there's a big event at 6 o'clock in Annapolis, Lawyers Hall. We're going to talk about that as well tomorrow in detail. Thank you as well as always for joining me for the show. And Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Italo, your host of Liberatores in Bel Air.